live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, folks. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we're still virtual. No, we're not in our studio inside Renaissance Bank, but hopefully we'll be back there soon. But we're still live and thriving, and we're just finished show number 250, and we're ready for the next 250 episode 251 with a guy that I've been looking forward to getting on for some time, Chris Mixon. He is with Synovus Bank. Chris, welcome.
Thanks, John, and congrats on 250. I know how well the studio's doing and the many new shows that you guys have been adding, so congratulations on your continued success.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I have been excited to get you on because you are in a unique position to talk about the PPP loan blizzard, maybe that's the word, but that's one word for it. But before we, let's set you up though, to give everybody an overview of you and for those few people that don't know Synovus Bank, tell them about Synovus.
Well, Synovus Bank is a bank that's in the five southeastern states in terms of our total corporate footprint, but we're really built on community banking. Our roots are in community banking. The organization is over 125 years old and started from an act of kindness, and we have had that kind of embedded into our culture through each of our communities that we serve. Our banks are really active in the communities that they sit in, and really pride ourselves on being what we call the Bank of Here.
And you're pretty active yourself, but we'll get into that in a second. But you're a director of loan operations now, but you haven't always done this job. Why don't you give folks a little bit of a taste of your background and your trajectory?
Yeah, thanks. I joined Synovus 12 years ago, and at that time we were still operating under our local trade name. So I was part of Bank of North Georgia at that time, which was one of our subsidiary holdings. And when I joined Bank of North Georgia, I was a commercial banking manager or a market executive, and had the opportunity to serve in the North Fulton and Gwinnett County markets, among others, but those two primarily, during that time. And as we went through different, changes and permutations, my role was expanded, and I most recently, prior to this role, was the Northeast Atlanta Market Executive, and had an opportunity to interact with so many of our great customers in those markets and participate in many Chamber of Commerces. I think I've had more free lunches and networking opportunities than the average person gets in a lifetime during that time. But about a year ago, I took an opportunity to move over and take a leadership role in loan operations for the enterprise. So it's been a really exciting way to see not just the other side, the back room of banking, kind of behind the curtain, but also to really get a true appreciation for our full enterprise and the various ways that we serve customers in throughout the footprint.
Now, you're a senior director of loan operations. That's your title. Why don't you give folks an idea of what that job is all about?
Yeah, so at Synovus, I lead a team of about 200 of the hardest working, most committed people in the company. And maybe some will take offense to me saying that, but I work with these folks every day and I'm just so proud of them. But they make up about 6 primary departments and 15 functional areas within loan operations. What they do is handle everything related to a loan that's not customer facing. Mm-hmm. So when we have a business getting a loan, there's a lot of people at work. If we do it right, then that person's interacting most with their banker on a face-to-face basis. But we're handling everything from underwriting and documentation, booking the loan to our system, file management, maintaining those important legal documents. We do government reporting. We issue statements, and we do some monitoring and review functions to keep the bank compliant and make sure that we're inside of all of our regulations. Maybe the most exciting thing that we get to do in loan operations is we get to participate in a lot of bank strategy discussions. As you might imagine, loans are how we make our money. And so there are a lot of strategies at the corporate level that really involve operations input into how do we stand this up? How do we make that dream come true? And so that's some of the most exciting things that we get to participate in.
Yeah, and one of the reasons I've been really interested in wanting to talk to you is because we don't get to talk to folks. With banks want us to interview somebody, they want us to interview the customer-facing folks, not somebody that's behind the scenes. But the behind-the-scenes part has been really important for banks here lately with the PPP loan program, right?
It has. I think for all banks who have served their communities really well during this time, they've been able to do that because of some of the things I was just saying. You have a dream of delivering on this program, but you got to figure out how to do it and how to do it efficiently and in a way that makes your client experience as good as possible.
Yeah. And you're doing it with, and not every organization is this way, but people sometimes take the back office for granted. Maybe is that the way to say it? I mean, that, they just is expected to be done right. And it's tough when you're in a situation where you didn't go into the year with this on your plan. This was not on your agenda to be administering processing half a bazillion PPP loans, right? I mean, this wasn't part of your plan.
No, it wasn't. So we had to be pretty adaptable to the situation, and fortunately, it didn't. As I'll explain in a little bit more detail, it didn't rest solely on our operations team. This was really a whole group effort around the bank, mm-hmm. But absolutely allowed some of our folks who are typically, in the behind the curtain to interact a lot with our client facing team members, in some cases interact directly with our clients, and really gave our entire team member group an appreciation of one another in a way that we probably never could have gotten in any other experiment or series of meetings or anything else. So it was, there's nothing like being in the trenches together.
And you've been a commercial loan officer, so there's nothing against that at all, that role at all. But I mean, this is like being the cook versus the server in a way. I mean, if y'all don't get it all right in the back, then it doesn't come out of the kitchen really at maybe too well or at all, maybe. And that really impacts the whole experience of the customer.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the more we can do in our organization, and we have done so much, I think it's a real core competency of ours of connecting every function to the way we're serving our client. The more seamless that execution is. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I was a little nervous moving from the front line managing a market team to going to operations because I wasn't sure if there was if there might be some folks over there who thought that they were cleaning up some of my messes sometimes. So it's been a great transition, and the team has been awesome to work with. And I have found that their appreciation for how we're serving our customer is so critical to what we do.
Folks, we're here with Chris Mixon, and Chris is a senior director of loan operations for Synovus Bank. Now, Chris, before we, I want to dive into some of the details of, you know, the PPP loan blizzard or whatever we want to call it that you confronted. But let's talk a little bit more before we get into that about your team here in North Fulton. A lot of folks might not think that you've got a team that's in North Fulton. It might be somewhere else, right? But it's right here.
Yeah. So one of the interesting things I mentioned, my loan operations team consists of 200 team members, and they are throughout the footprint in different locations, but 150 of the team are right here in North Fulton. John, you and I are connected primarily through our Chamber of Commerce. Uh-huh. Our 150 of our team members sit within a mile of that location, as a matter of fact. So it was a great opportunity for me to engage with a large portion of our workforce that was right in my backyard in our market, and one that I'm so proud really understands what we are delivering, particularly in this market, but really throughout our footprint.
Yeah. And with the pandemic hit, let's say in mid-March, something like that, took a few weeks before the wheels in Washington got turning toward stimulus. Along comes PPP. And I think basically the SBA figured out they couldn't service these loans. I mean, that's basically what happened. Whether that was said or not, they figured that out and it basically dumped it right in the lap of the banking industry is what it amounted to, right?
Well, the mobilization of the CARES Act, I think, was intended to, from the beginning, to really utilize the banks and be delivered through the banks. And that has worked. The speed with which it was delivered, I think, was one of our major challenges in the face of the fact that in our organization specifically, we had just mobilized a whole bunch of team members who had not worked remotely historically to be working from home, from their kitchen tables and their basement offices. And so we had some unique challenges in that we really turned into, I believe, opportunities to be able to respond quickly to what was happening in Washington and what the SBA wanted to deliver through the banks.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to say that Synovus has been, I mean, you mentioned the community orientation, that kind of equals, you know, small, medium-sized business orientation, very an important part of your business mix. Being responsive to those businesses that suddenly had the opportunity to apply for PPP financing that in some cases saved their business, mobilizing everyone to that was really important. And then you also had to deal with changing regulations, directives, what have you, from the SBA. Talk about how you managed all that and how, and from a people point of view, how that worked in terms of, you know, keeping everybody focused on the same page and working, I don't know, what, 16 hours a day doing this?
Yeah, we had team members working not just virtually, but in some cases, actually around the clock. And keeping that team effective and engaged was really one of my primary concerns during this time, was how do we continue to not lose sight of what we're really doing here. And so we spent a lot of time in every kickoff. We would have daily kickoffs with the various teams that were kind of engaged in different pieces of the process, just reminding them of what we were doing. We got so many notes from customers during this time, responding to bankers and bankers sending them to those of us that were helping lead teams to share with our teams, just encouraging us and thanking us for the impact that we were making. Those went a really long way with the team in just never losing sight of the vision that we weren't processing an application or verifying that we had the right customer here. We were actually delivering on what was a prayer for somebody on the other end, right, in many cases. And so our team was really honored and felt maybe more missional than we ever have during this time. What was my biggest concern about how are we going to get these people to engage in the work that has to be done here became absolutely a no-brainer because it was just so easy for our team to respond to the need at hand.
I'm curious if there's something particular that comes to mind, Chris, in terms of how you communicated that, because because you've been on the front line can look in the eyes of somebody that's almost in tears about to lose their business, and they can see that pain. It's harder for somebody that's in the back office, they don't see that person, right? And so how do you communicate that? How do you connect that person that's getting that blizzard, that's sitting in the middle of that blizzard? How do you connect them to the person that they're customer that they're really working for at the end of the day?
I think I mentioned a part of it. We got so much direct feedback from clients, and our program really focused on Synovus clients for a few reasons. It made the processing of that easier because we knew where we were going to be dropping the money into was their Synovus account. But so many of the names, particularly given my background, so many of the names that I would see in our queues are names that I knew, and customers that I knew are clients, former clients of mine. Mm. And so when we had those opportunities to have the team together, virtually, which was a lot, we were doing some things that were really interesting that I think will carry over while we remain in a virtual environment. We would be on WebExes for 6 hours at a time, and everybody's working applications, but it was almost as if we were in one room together. And a note would come in from a customer, and the leadership leading this project would forward it around to everyone, and we would within certainly an hour, all 500 team members engaged in this project would have heard that feedback and that success story. Mm. But then additionally, every time we had a question and every time we were wrestling with how do we process this one on our brand new system that we just stood up, when we would achieve success and be able to move it to the next stage or obtain an SBA number for them, we would never lose that opportunity to just celebrate that. Hey, you just made somebody's dream come true. You just delivered $100,000 to this business, and those employees are now going to get paid. And we just continued to remind each other of the work that we were doing, that it wasn't widgets, that it was actual paychecks for people in our communities.
Folks, we're here with Chris Mixon, and he is Senior Director of Loan Operations for Synovus Bank. Chris, this has been a tough time that you're coming out of, but it's a success story in terms of what Synovus has done, as a company with it, and certainly what your team has done, contributed to that. Maybe you can talk about some of the specifics in terms of numbers of loans and whatnot that you processed and closed.
Yeah, I absolutely love talking about this. It's this is something that will be on the highlight reel of of my career experiences when I one day retire, I'm sure. So just maybe to remind those who might not know, the Payment Protection Program, Paycheck Protection Program, P3, as most adapted to calling it, was created as part of the CARES Act and authorized $659 billion for loans under the SBA's Guaranteed Lending Program for job retention and related expenses for small businesses. So it was a lifeline during the pandemic to say, how do we stem the tide on unemployment? How do we allow businesses some capital that that would allow them to continue to meet obligations and to keep their employees engaged until such time that they can bring them back in full capacity. So Synovus made 19,000, just over 19,000 PPP loans, totaling over $2.8 billion, numbers that we are really, really proud of. Specific to the markets that we sit in, John, and participate in, we made over 2,300 loans in Metro Atlanta, totaling $450 million. In North Fulton, we made a big concentration of those was in North Fulton. In fact, we made 682 loans in the North Fulton market, totaling over $128 million. So we're so happy about those top of the house numbers. Mm-hmm. But as I mentioned, we tried to never lose sight of who we're really helping. 70% of our loans were for $100,000 or less. 35% of our loans were even less than $25,000. But when we added all of that up across our five state footprint, we kind of extrapolated that we have helped more than 335,000 individuals continue to receive their paychecks during that time. And just something that we can't be proud enough of our team for helping deliver on that.
And we have to be clear on this with our audience, because a lot of folks don't really understand maybe the way the economics of this work for a bank is. A lot of these loans, you know, the servicing fee is pretty small, and this is really a community driven exercise that the banking industry is going through, and Synovus specifically is doing with these loans, because this is not a big moneymaker.
Yeah. So the interest rate charged on these loans, assuming that they don't achieve forgiveness, is a 1% rate. So certainly not the return on assets that you go out looking for. But the SBA did also provide a additional compensation based on what banks were having to do in terms of processing these in the way of processing fees. But one of the reasons that the response to this program was so great is because part of the program contemplates a forgiveness portion of the debt. So so for a business owner, they could apply, receive up to 2.5 times their payroll amount, and then after evidencing that money was spent as intended, they would be eligible for forgiveness. So so the payments on these loans were deferred for several months. And even since the implementation of the program, there's been more more legislation passed to make the forgiveness process more flexible. We're navigating through that process right now for our customers, and we'll soon be standing up an online portal for clients to apply for forgiveness and hopefully have their loans forgiven. So certainly not the sort of loan growth that we thought we were going to have at the beginning of the year.
Right.
And we will probably be talking about our numbers with asterisks around the PPP component, because it's going to be money that is flown out, flowed out of our bank, and will be coming back in as clients apply for forgiveness as well.
Yeah. And as you've, but as you've indicated, this was a relationship moment, here for the way you deal with customers as an organization. Now, I mean, one of the themes here we're getting to with all this conversation is, you know, mobilizing in a crisis. And I'm interested in kind of April 3rd, I guess, was the kind of the official kickoff of this, of the PPP loan program. So how did you assemble your team? How did you pull the folks in? You mentioned you pulling folks from other parts of the organization to work on this demand. How did all that work? How did that happen? And talk a little bit more about some aspects of that you're particularly proud of.
Yeah. So on Friday, March 28th, the CARES Act was signed into law, and we had been tracking the bill for just a little bit of time prior to that, and preparing for what provisions were inside of it. So we had a task force already in place to start reacting should we see that we're going to be executing on this. And to say that this was a team effort across every department of Synovus would be an exactly true statement. Whether or not we had team members involved in processing applications, those team members who were left some department where someone else was doing other work and likely doing their other work. And
right.
And so the I would say the first group, our process design team kind of coordinated all of the efforts, but the first group that was putting in extraordinary efforts for us was our IT team, in creating basically in a week a brand new loan processing system that we were going to utilize for kind of the next best thing to our face-to-face interaction model. And this, of course, had some different requirements than a normal loan, and not all of the requirements of a normal commercial loan. So so we had to really be thoughtful about what we were creating in terms of a workflow tool. So, John, if you've never been on a conference call at 2 o'clock in the morning, then I would say they're a lot of fun. And particularly when you're evaluating a workflow demo. And we were working a lot around the clock during that time between March 28th and April 3rd to start accepting applications. But we stood up an expression of interest form on our website. Clients went there, said, yes, I'm interested in applying. We validated that client relationship, sent them out an application all through electronic delivery. And when they sent their application back in, they would attach their supporting documents and on through the process we would go, getting them ultimately approved and assigned an SBA number and then funded. So, but we did involve frontline bankers in that process.
Sure.
And in fact, they were a big part of our underwriting team. And when I talk about the team members that were working around the clock, our underwriting team and our team that was working on getting SBA numbers approved were working remarkably in a couple of shifts, and literally around the clock, 24 hours a day, we had team members working to kind of keep the process moving. And just a time like we'll probably never see again. For 6 weeks, we stopped only for, I think, Mother's Day and Easter Sunday. so it was definitely not what we consider banker hours, or what we get accused of maybe in banker hours. It was all hands on deck and a great time for our company.
Well, and that's kind of part of the point, right? I mean, people talk about banker's hours, but people don't see underneath the hood a lot of times about what really happens in a bank and how the sausage is made, or as the old cliche goes. but it's tough work, and it requires some, it required maximum flexibility during this time in a industry that where you're heavily, as you mentioned, you're heavily regulated, and there's a lot of things you've got to attend to when it comes to your systems and so forth. And so this has been awesome to hear that story. I mean, is there any other, this is your chance to crow about people or your team or what have you. Is there anything that we missed that you'd like to bring out about your folks?
No, I can't talk about this without, and I've said it several times today, without saying how proud I am to be a part of the team. I've never been prouder to be a banker in my career. And I am particularly struck by the dedication of our entire team. I don't think I've ever experienced a time in my career where I felt like every single person in the organization was pulling in the exact same direction. As I mentioned, whether or not they were processing in this loan program or just taking up the slack for someone who was, or delivering to customers who had concerns on the front line every single day. So it was, as I mentioned, it's a highlight reel, not just for my career personally, and a time that I'll remember as difficult and exhausting, but very fulfilling. But a highlight for our company and the way we served our customers during this time. So just proud to be a part of the industry, proud to be a part of Synovus, and really super proud of our team members who served our community so well.
That's awesome, Chris, and big kudos to your team and to you and your organization for what you've done in all this. But before I let you go, I've got a personal question I got to ask you, because you and I've known each other for a while, right? Sure. So, and that is, you've been a longtime youth football coach, and if there's anything that's organized chaos, it's youth football, right? So what lesson from youth football did you bring into this situation you were dealing with PPP loans?
That's funny, and I hadn't anticipated you asking me something along those lines, John, but it's funny. I actually have a plaque that one of a wooden sign that one of my teams gave me one time hanging in my office that is a chant that we used to do just ahead of game time. And it was stolen, by the way, as the best ideas always are. But that says, it hangs in my office at work right now. It says, day by day, we get better and better till we can't be beat and we will not quit. And I think just trying to continue to inspire the team to keep going and to not lose sight of what we were delivering on and what we were trying to achieve, was certainly helpful that I had that chant running through my head at times. So my football coaching days are over for now. My son has reached high school, and so I'm not smart enough to keep doing it at that level.
Yeah.
But we had a good run for a while, and absolutely have transferred some of those lessons into the business side.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. Well, this has been great, Chris. I really appreciate you taking the time out to during a busy time to be with us. But before we let you go, for those that would like more information, would like to connect in some way, tell them how they can do that.
Yeah, sure. The easiest way to connect is through our great website, synovus.com. We are a full service bank. We've talked a lot today about commercial loans and the way that we deliver those, but we can help anyone with any aspect of their financial picture, from investments and mortgage to financing a large multi-state franchise. So I think regardless of how you want to engage with us, there's great direction on our website to do that, on how to get in touch with a banker who can meet you right in your community.
Chris Mixon has been with us, folks. He is a senior director of loan operations with Synovus Bank. Chris, you're awesome. Kudos again to your team. Thanks again for being with us.
Thank you.
Folks, just a quick reminder that if you've got some headaches that involve administrative tasks or bookkeeping, marketing, some digital media that needs to be done, I've got a suggestion for you is you pick up the phone and call Essie Escobedo at Office Angels. Now, Essie's team has been around for 18 years, and they've been virtual that whole time, so they know how to do all this new normal stuff that we're in. So she listens to your problem, finds an angel out of her team that can help you and makes the match and gets the job done. So give her a call at 770-442-9246. Essie Escobedo is her name. She's the chief executive angel, and the website is officeangels.us. She is terrific. And folks, you can find our show on all the major podcast platforms by searching North Fulton Business Radio. That would include Apple, Stitcher, Google, Spotify. We're on all of them. So just go search for North Fulton Business Radio and you'll find us. NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com is the website where you can find our entire archive of shows and where we've got business leaders like Chris that we regularly feature on this show. We're on social media as well. Connect with us there at North Fulton BRX on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So for my guest, Chris Mixon, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.